join us for an encouraging word from the Dominion Teaching Team. Here's the message.
That man is awesome. Good morning, Dominion Church. I greet you and salute you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Happy Pentecost Sunday. That is a word from the Lord, because as I was preparing this message, I felt my greeting would be, I salute you in the name that is above all names. I said, that is a little unusual to say, I salute you. And then this young man in the 20-something category gets up and say, we ought to salute one another. I praise God. I do greet you in the name that is above all names. His name is what?
Jesus.
I cannot hear you, Dominion Church. His name is what?
Jesus.
There is no other name given unto heaven whereby we must be saved. The name of Jesus is powerful. As we were worshiping in the glorious beauty of His presence, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt His name together. I sought the Lord and He heard me and He delivered me from all of my fears. How many of you are glad that we serve the delivering God of the universe? Somebody say amen. He changes not. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And He's here and He is present to heal. I heard the Holy Spirit say that if we will magnify the Lord together and seek His face, which confirms what the pastor was saying, seek me with all of your heart and you will find me, then He will magnify this church and He will intensify His infallible influence through this church. He is establishing this church in dominion and giving you greater borders. He is giving you new property. He is going to pay for that. You're going to build a glorious building, and the glory of God will fill that building, and you will have greater influence in this city and in this region. For yeah, you will not just be a city church. You will be a regional church, and the Lord will bless you. I think we ought to bless Him right now. Hallelujah! Shanda. Hallelujah to the living God. Praise the Lord. Would you stand with me briefly as we read the golden text of Pentecost this morning? I have many things to say, but I want to get right into the message that the Lord has for us. Acts chapter 1, just a little bit, and Acts chapter 2. I will say that I am so blessed to be here, and I appreciate Pastor Thurstonson. I love this man very deeply. I see nothing but awesomeness in him, and I always have for 33 years. I didn't know he was even hurting or broken on the inside. I just loved him and ministered to him because he was on my hall and I was his dorm pastor. So if you want some good stories, write out your checks today, and I will supply you with some good stories. No, but I would have nothing but wonderful things to say about him. But I appreciate your hospitality and this sacred responsibility to preach this beautiful congregation. Thank you for your gregarious, magnanimous spirit. He's so generous. He shocked me yesterday by buying me a G-Shock watch. I never even knew that there was such a thing like this. So pretty like that. So handsome. And I'm not shocked that he was generous. I was just G-Shocked that there was such a nice thing given to me. I've been pastor of my church for 19 years. They've never given me anything this nice. And I come to town, I'm with this man 30 minutes, and he's already blessing me. You are blessed with a beautiful pastor and his first lady, Dina. Let's give God praise for the gift of leadership to this church. You follow him. Amen. If he wants to charge to the gates of hell, you go with him. Amen. And the Lord will bless you. The authority of Christ flows through the gifts of the church, the head, the ministry. Jesus, through Pastor Greg and the structure of the church that you're under, and He will bring that authority and dominion into this city, into your lives, and lives will be changed by the power of God. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Acts chapter 1, the former account I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach. He is still doing, he is still teaching, until the day in which he was taken up, after he, through the Holy Spirit, had given commandments to the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom he also presented himself alive after his suffering by many infallible proofs. Please say those three words with me, many infallible proofs. Say it again. many infallible proofs. How many of you are glad that you have proof in your heart that Jesus lives? Everybody holler like a preacher. Jesus lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's alive and He's here right now. We're so blessed to be in His presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He showed Himself alive by many infallible proofs, being seen by them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Jesus is the King of the kingdom. It's His number one priority. He is consumed with passion for His kingdom, for His kingdom will destroy the kingdom of darkness and change lives, and His kingdom will come and His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah. And that's why Jesus wants you and I to seek first His kingdom and His righteousness. And then everything we have need of will be supplied to us by Jesus Christ and His riches and glory. You know, the kingdom of God is not about meat nor drink, but it's about righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. How many of you have the joy of the Holy Ghost? I'm here to tell you we need some joy in our lives. Amen? People don't want a sad religion. They want a joyful walk with God. Somebody say amen. Amen. I believe the Lord will intensify your influence and will intensify the scope of this church as more of you are baptized in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one who will intensify your ability to connect with Jesus on a new level and a new layer and like you have never experienced before. And those of you who are baptized in the Holy Spirit and you already speak in other languages, that is awesome. But you get ready to go to a greater level. Amen. How many of you want more? Amen. There is always more. We serve the infinite one. There is no end to His resources. He is able to do that which is exceeding and abundantly above all that we're able to ask or think, according to the power of God that works within our lives. Woo! I wished I had time to preach this morning. I'm going to have to hurry. Oh, praise God. Now let me go on and read from Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But you shall receive power. Everybody say power. When the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria to the ends of the earth. Now, the golden text of Pentecost, Acts chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost had fully come and they were all with one accord, that is very important, in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one set upon each of them. And they were all, everyone say all. And they were all, everyone holler all. Everybody holler all. Come on, make devil mad this morning, say all. Hallelujah. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Many of you are born of the Spirit. You're born again. Many of you are baptized in the Spirit. But Jesus wants all of us to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. And I believe that even while I'm preaching over the next few minutes, some of you will begin to speak out in heavenly languages in your seats, either for the first time or as if for the first time. And you know what? If you are already baptized in the Holy Spirit and speak in another language, then I want you to say, Lord, a fresh Pentecost right now. He can give you new languages. New language. How many of you want some new languages? It's beautiful to pray in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm almost done. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak. Everyone say the word speak three times. Speak, speak, speak. With other languages. I want you to say languages. Languages. The 1611 translation in King James is tongues. That weirds people out. It spooks them. It is just languages. The one who created the ability to speak can give us languages, and He knows them all. So the Holy Spirit supplies the language, and we speak the language. You may be seated. Pentecost is for you, And it's for the kids and grandkids that you love. It's for your neighbors, and it's for everyone in this city and region. It's for everyone. And I want to tell you this, being baptized in the Holy Spirit by Jesus Christ is not hard. It's easy. So right now you need to relax and receive. May I have an amen?
Amen.
A lot of times we make it so difficult.
Right.
And all we really need to do is receive.
Right.
You see, when we're born again, when we're born of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit is the one who baptizes us into the person of Jesus, and we receive salvation. In a baptism of the Holy Spirit, Jesus is the baptizer, and He is the one who immerses us and baptizes us into the person and the power of the Holy Spirit. I trust Jesus. How about you? I can just relax and allow Him to baptize me. You know what? He is not going to give me something phony. He's not going to give me a false religion. He's not going to give me a false tongue. He's not going to give me an empty, shallow experience. He's going to give me the real deal. It will be a language. You're not making it up. It's not gibberish. You're not just forming syllables. You are speaking in a legitimate, authentic language of heaven or of earth. The Holy Spirit is authentic. How many of you can agree with me that He is real? And so you can trust Jesus to baptize you in the Holy Spirit and to give you the real thing. Some of you will receive this blessing as you're listening to this message. So I want you to be audible and intentional, with speaking out. If you feel led to speak in a new tongue, just do it right there in your chair. You just lift up the volume enough. The Spirit is subject to the prophet. You lift up enough volume and an audibility to it that you are able to hear it with your ears. How many of you know that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God? How many of you know that in salvation you have to believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead and then confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord? How many of you know that believing in the heart and receiving and speaking with the mouth is the spiritual process that God has ordained for salvation, but it's also for the baptism of the Holy Spirit? You believe in your heart that Jesus is going to baptize you in the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit is going to give you a supernatural, legit language, and you're going to speak it out, and it's going to give glory to God. How many of you want to glorify God? Then you speak out what He gives you. And that requires faith. It is impossible to please God without faith, but it is possible to please Him with faith. So I want you to exercise faith today. And some of you will receive afresh and anew, even if you're already baptized, a fresh new Pentecost. I want to emphasize it's not complicated or hard. I want you more than me. Jesus wants you to relax and receive this morning. Either Pentecost for the first time or as if for the first time. How many of you know He can do a brand new thing for you? What we experienced in the altar in worship was intimate and gorgeous and glorious, but He can give us more. Amen. He can give us more. He is the God of more than enough. So relax and receive and trust Him. It's going to be a whole new adventure in following the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise God. I want to talk to you for a few moments about the infallible influence of Pentecost. I'm going to move through this a little bit quickly because I want to tell you some authentic stories that will help confirm and verify that the Holy Spirit is still moving today in the earth. How many of you are glad that He is? He's moving here, but He will move in greater ways as more of you are baptized in the Holy Spirit. Do you hear that? That is a word from the Lord. He that has ears, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church. More of you being baptized in the Holy Spirit will augment and uplift this congregation. So if you've been sitting there and saying, my wife's baptized, my husband's baptized, our mom and dad are, or, you know, I spoke in tongues for 2 seconds at youth camp 3 years ago, or whatever it was, I'm here to tell you, you stop being lazy. And you stop being satisfied. And you get hungry. And you move to a new level and say, Jesus, I want more of You. And I want all that You have for me today. Somebody say amen if you believe that. Number one, Pentecost is about Christ. That's very simple, but it's all about Jesus. The promise of the Father is a promise of power that will edify and exalt His Son. Abba loves to talk about His Son, and so does the Holy Spirit. It's all about Jesus, and the Holy Spirit and the Holy Father talk about Jesus. That is our clue. That is our cue. That's what we need to do. Somebody say amen. Jesus is the center of attention. All authority in heaven and earth are His. He's the Father's pleasure, and the Father gives a promise of the power of the Holy Spirit so that you and I can worship Jesus in a greater way, in a supernatural way, and He wants you to have it. It is the will of God for you to be baptized in the Holy Spirit just as surely as it is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you to be thankful in everything. Number one, Pentecost is about Christ. My son is being trained in special forces. He's going to soon be a Green Beret. I'm so proud of him. I could talk about him day and night. I pray for him incessantly. He's always in danger. But my God loves to talk about Jesus even more than I love to talk about my son. Even more than you like to talk about your grandkids. Pentecost is all about Jesus. Number two, Pentecost is about communication. They spoke the languages that the Holy Spirit gave them to speak. That's communication. Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. It reveals what is in your heart. When our hearts are filled with Jesus and His joyful, healing, holy presence, then we need a supernatural vocabulary to fully express our adoration and appreciation. How many of you know, thank you, thank you, thank you is just not enough sometimes? Sometimes you need merci beaucoup, merci beaucoup, merci beaucoup. Thank you very much. But it can be so much more effective when you speak gratitude in a language that you have not learned, but it's a language of the spirits. When he bought me this watch, I wanted to find the tallest building in this area and scream, Greg is my friend. I was so thankful at Dillard's, I wanted to speak in tongues to Jesus and to Him. But I waited till I got back to my room, and I said, hallelujah. Got my praise on, got my dance on. I was in my room at the Holiday, and I don't know what they heard above me or below me, but I was having a good time. Hallelujah. So Jesus is real. Pentecost is about Christ. Pentecost is about communication. Let's hurry on. Also, Pentecost is about intimacy. Through the praise and the prayer languages of the Holy Ghost, we communicate intimately and powerfully and passionately and intensely with the Holy Trinity. It's a whole new level. It's a whole new dimension. Our mind, our heart, our soul does not fruitfully understand immediately, but our spirit understands that we are praying directly to God, and it's a language that the devil cannot decode. And you know what? If we will listen to His voice, He will even interpret to our spirit what we have been praying in other languages. He wants us to know revelation. He is the revelation, and He will reveal Christ. The Holy Spirit will lead us into all truth, and Jesus is truth. And so when we speak in another language, if He wants us to know and we want to know, He will interpret that just as surely as He does in the body of Christ when we assemble and worship Him. When there's an utterance that goes forth in another language and then it is interpreted, the Holy Spirit can do that in your own life. How many of you are open to receive what God has to say? Pentecost is about intimacy. As we speak in those languages of intimacy with the Father, the Son, the Spirit, we move into closeness to Him. We submit ourselves to Him. We resist the devil. The devil flees. He's then afraid of us because of Christ in us. And we draw near to God and He draws near to us. Pentecost is about Christ. It's about communication. It's about intimacy. And number four, Pentecost is about influence. Everyone say the word influence. Jesus said when the Holy Ghost comes into our lives, just like He did on the day of Pentecost, we will receive power. That is authority. That is authorization. That is influence. That is ambassadorial authority. We are anointed to represent the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And with that, we are apostolic. We are sent. We are anointed, and we have His full riches and resources backing us. His direct influence and authority over our lives gives us influence and authority and boldness and confidence and courage to speak His word and to do His works. Jesus is the ultimate apostle, the sent one from God, from heaven to us, the leader of leaders, the one with all and ultimate authority in the universe and beyond. His authority and influence flows into and through our lives through the baptism of the Holy Spirit and takes us deep into the presence of God and opens the floodgates of God's influence and dominion and supernatural power. You know what? God is glorified and the devil is horrified when we move in that powerful influence of Jesus. That's the infallible influence of Pentecost, is Jesus who showed Himself alive by many infallible proofs, and He is in us, and the baptism of the Holy Spirit takes us to a new level of exalting Him and showing to the world that He is alive. He is alive in us. We are alive in Him. And you know what? The world is full of dead gods. We are the only one that is actually alive. Somebody say amen. Come on and give the Lord some praise. He's alive and well. God's influence is infallible. Thank God. And then fifthly and finally, and then I'll move into some illustrations, and then we'll need to close quickly so we can prepare for the next service to come. May God bless you richly. Pentecost is about total transformation and signs and wonders and miracles. Jesus didn't die on the cross and rise from the dead and send forth His Holy Spirit just so we could be a little bless me club. Have some sweet little music and nice little dancing. Woo, we feel good on Sunday. He came to transform our lives, to set us free from sin and shame and darkness. He called us out of darkness into marvelous light, empowers us with His Spirit so we can go with ambassadorial authority and influence into this dark world and change it one person at a time with the glory of God. How many of you are grateful for the transforming power of Jesus Christ? Hallelujah. It's real, and it's for us, and it's here today. I'm glad that I'm a Pentecostal man of God. My first church was in El Paso. It was a tiny church. It was almost closed. The district said, we're going to padlock the door and sell the property. It's a waste of time. I said, well, let me have a shot at it. They said, all right. They didn't prepare me in any way, shape, or form. It's ridiculous. My wife and I hated it. It was a scary place. We got there and discovered through a series of circumstances I do not have time to relate that there was an organized group of adult Satan worshipers that were actually using the Assembly of God building more than we were. And I'm not talking about kids with Ouija boards. I'm not talking about kids cutting, you know, the heads off of chickens and messing around. I'm talking about adults in the community at various levels of authority in the city of El Paso who were serious Satanists. I'm talking firsthand experience. My pastor and I and one of our associates went out into the western deserts of El Paso where they would party and have drug zones and where they would get down in bunkers that were made for military purposes and storage units, etc., silos, or I don't know what they're called, but anyway, deep places, concrete deals, and they would party out there, and they would have satanic orgies, and there were human sacrifices to Satan in the western regions, deserts of El Paso. Happened on a regular basis. The pastors and I actually went out into the desert praying, and we found the shallow graves of young women who had been abducted from UTEP and sacrificed to Satan. I'm not saying that to sound spiritual. I'm just saying that to let you know that this world reeks with rottenness and evil, but greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. What you have is real. What you have is powerful. Who you love is Jesus, and He is Lord. There is nothing that this church will face that He cannot easily handle. There is no circumstance in your home that He cannot correct or fix or improve or bless if you will trust Him. We found an adult group of Satan worshipers. They were using the building more than an Assembly of God people. They even had come in there so freely. How did they get in? Well, the church was really trusting, and we used to get Pentecostal evangelists from the Assemblies of God in big bundles about that big around. So they made the mailbox slot bigger on the main door where the mail was shoved through the slot. And, you know, if a bundle of magazines will go through, then an arm will go through. And these Satanists in this drugged-out neighborhood just went in and helped themselves. They were there so often that they began to store their satanic paraphernalia for their meetings and their coven meetings up in the attic of the church. And the church was so dead and dormant, so prayerless and lifeless, barely existing, fighting over stupid religious stuff, that they didn't even know that they were that dead and that darkness prevailed. I'm here to tell you there was demonic confusion that infiltrated every service we tried to have. It was total chaos. The occult members constantly harassed my church. They followed me through the city. They called my home on several occasions and threatened to kill me. They terrorized my home and my wife. They infiltrated our revival services. They abducted a 3-year-old girl from our congregation and marked her body for future reabduction and human sacrifice. They even broke into our sanctuary and conducted. This is after I discovered all this and I locked up the Katie bar the door. We locked it up and we went to prayer, fasting and seeking God round the clock for months on end. And we fought back and we said, long enough, devil, this is God's house and we're reclaiming it. Somebody say amen. Amen. They broke in even after that and conducted satanic orgies in our baptistry and offered an animal sacrifice on our communion table. Talk about coming in on a sunny morning and things were just a little bit strange. Scary, spooky, and awful. But greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. And I want to tell you that the only things that gave us total victory after months and months of intense battle was claiming the infallible influence of Jesus Christ, the resurrected one, and praying in the Holy Ghost and pleading the blood of Jesus. And I tell you, it works. And He set that church free. I'm here to tell you, it ended with pulling down strongholds. That morning we came in and we found an animal sacrifice on our communion table. We put all that away, called the people in, pled the blood of Jesus over the place. We got anointing oil, re-anointed everything, reclaimed the house of God. We went and put a speaker system on the parking lot, and we took our little congregation of about 35 or 40 people out in the parking lot, and across the street was a high school, and next to that was a drug house where this coven met when they couldn't get into our church. We went out on a sunny morning in broad daylight, and we confronted them. It was like Mount Carmel, Elijah, and the false prophets of Baal. And they came out on their front porch, and we began to pray for them, pray for our enemies and those who persecute you. Amen? And what we did is we began to say, Jesus, You know everything. And You know if they've already blasphemed the Holy Spirit, and they have a reprobated mind. And if that is the case, I ask in the name of Jesus that You will go ahead and kill them right now before our very eyes. Call fire down from heaven and incinerate those boogers in the name of Jesus. That's the prayer I prayed. And I said, or if you don't like choice number one, choice number two is that you can move them out of this neighborhood and out of this church. Guess what? God took number two. I would have taken number one. I would have used my lightning bolt button in the name of Jesus. But God chose number two, and I kid you not, I have witnesses. The next morning, a Yellow Rider truck backed into that satanic drug house, and those people moved out. Woo! Greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. Amen. I'm glad I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. How about you? Let's all stand to our feet. I'm here to tell you, I just got back from Haiti. I wish I could tell you that story. Don't have time. I'm going to Africa, like he said. First 2 weeks of August, I'm going to preach to large groups of people. I am scared to death in and of myself. I wouldn't go without the baptism and the Holy Spirit. But my heart is full of Jesus and full of the Word of God, and I'm full of the Holy Ghost, and out of my innermost being is flowing a river of living water. Somebody say amen. In Him I live and move and have my being. So I'm not afraid to go to Africa. I'm going and I'm going to terrorize hell. I'm going to depopulate hell, and I'm going to help populate heaven. And I believe demoniacs will be set free. People who are sick will be healed. People who are lost will be saved. People who are fearful will become peaceful. And I believe that the penetrating light of Jesus Christ will penetrate more darkness in Africa. He told about the brothels. We buy time from the prostitutes. Take them out into a courtyard. You have to also pay off the pimps to back them back. Food and water and some refreshment. Tell them, we're not here to violate you. We're here to tell you that Jesus Christ is God's Son and He loves you. And He wants to grace you and cleanse you and heal you and give you hope. The last time they went, some of the Johns that had come out of the brothel saw the Americans, and it was shocking. And they listened. When the altar call was given in the courtyard of the brothel, some ladies were born again. And some of the Johns were born again. And some of those men came crying. Nobody instructed them or mentored them or discipled them or told them, hey, buddy, you ought to come and apologize. Nobody said a word, but the Holy Spirit did His work of grace. And those men who had violated those ladies' bodies only an hour earlier came and knelt before them with tears and cried and said, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. That is the infallible influence of Pentecost. Everybody, would you take a moment and lift your hands toward heaven? And everybody, lift up your voice and stop being puny and shy. Put some volume to it. Lift up your voice right now and begin to pray in the language of love. Come on right now. Speak it out by faith. Hallelujah. More of you need to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. It will take your church to a whole new level. Come on, right now, speak it out. I want to hear you. You need to hear you. The Jesus of the Father and the Holy Spirit want to hear you right now. Speak out what He gives you. Trust Him. Trust Him. Trust Him. You're not going to make it up. It's not gibberish. It's not you. It's the Holy Spirit. When He gives you that witness, you go ahead and speak it out by faith. It's real. It's legit. He will not lie to you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Pastor. I had felt very prompted of the Holy Spirit to invite Tom to come. For some time, I've really sought the Lord in a variety of ways, not just for the move to Calder, but for a move of His Spirit. And as I began to pray, one of the first things that the Holy Spirit began to speak to me about personally and then began to speak to us corporately about is, oh God, awaken us from our indifference, our laziness, and our complacency. We as humans have a tendency to even expect God to sound a certain way, God to move a certain way, God to do His thing our way. And if we're not careful, we'll lose our urgency for even being in the house of the Lord. It will lose its priority. We'll come to church, and when we come instead of with an urgency, we come with a lethargy. And so I've been praying, oh Lord, send us voices that awaken us and help us to see that maybe we have been guilty of the sin of indifference, of complacency, of lethargy. Of saying, God, if you move, it's got to be like this. But I have found in 28 years of ministry that the move of God is messy. And that my tendency is to look around and expect of someone else, you first. You go get messy in the altar. You cry your makeup off. Have we lost our crowd or have we found it? And I begin to say, oh Lord, just send me. Here am I, Lord. Send me. I will be the worshiper that you want me to be. I'll be the praiser that you want me to be. I'll be the giver that you want me to be. And so maybe it's time for the local church to be stirred and shaken. Oh, that God would do that in our hearts. Thank you from all the way from East Texas for coming. I just wished you had a little more energy, a little more pep, a little more passion. I was kind of hoping that, but maybe we'll get that second service. But carry that prayer for the urgency of God to be the center of your lives. If you'd like to give and be a part of going to Africa with this ministry, our ushers will be at the back door, and you can just place your love offering in their hands, or not their pockets, but in their offering containers, and we'll see you Wednesday night. Goodbye. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
This is the conclusion of the teaching. If you would like prayer, you can email us at prayerline@dominionchurch.org or call the church at 281-554-3600. Thanks for joining us.